Chapter 3 Pushing the Limits. In September 2004, a Minnesota State Patrol officer spotted two motorcyclists racing along a highway. Taking out his stopwatch, he clocked the motorcycle in the lead at 350 kilometers, or 205 miles per hour. The 20-year-old rider was later charged with exceeding the speed limit, driving without a motorcycle license, and reckless driving. It was, reported USA Today, quite possibly the fastest speed ever recorded on a speeding ticket on a U.S. highway. Modern superbikes can reach speeds above 400 kilometers or 250 miles per hour. Even though these speeds are illegal, except on roads like Germany's Autobahn freeways, manufacturers know that speed sells. The adrenaline rush that comes from riding a motorcycle at exceedingly high speeds isn't a modern phenomenon. As far back as the first decade of the 1900s, people were trying to see just how fast a motorcycle could go. The earliest motorcycles weren't fast by today's standards, though. At the turn of the 20th century, the average motorcycle didn't go much faster than 40 kilometers or 25 miles per hour. That's what made it so amazing when American inventor Glenn Curtiss broke the 100 miles per hour or 160 kilometer per hour mark in January of 1907. The motorcycle Curtiss built had a massive V8 engine, much larger than the two-cylinder engines commonly used to power motorcycles at the time. Afraid that it might tear from the frame, Curtiss began his run by being towed. Once he hit 65 kilometers, or 40 miles per hour, he started the engine and opened up the throttle. Although he was clocked by stopwatches as covering a mile in the fastest time ever, the record wasn't officially recognized because Curtiss couldn't perform a second run. His motorcycle's universal joint had broken and the frame had started to buckle. Even so, his unofficial record stood for 23 years.